First of all, wishing a good day to all who are hearing this audio. I'm Shraddha and I'm going to introduce to you all my favorite book, and that is The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari by Robin Sharma. The book is written in the form of a conversation between two friends. In this book, what starts off as a fun conversation between a reformed attorney and his protege turns out to be an awe-inspiring tale of events. Julian, who was a rich and successful lawyer in his past, explains to John, his protege, on how he ended up as an enlightened yogi. The frustrating daily routines of his chaotic life was taking its toll on Julian. And that's when Julian decided to give up all of his material possessions and go in search of enlightenment. He traveled a lot to find the true meaning of life. At last, he found the answers to all his spiritual and mental queries in the Himalayas, where he met with the sages of Shivana. The sages of Shivana is a cult, or you can name it as a tribe of people who is believed to live around 100 years, more than 100 years, and they know the secret to prolonged life, and that is happiness and peace. They showed Julian the path of a much enlightened and joyful life through the application of 7 simple techniques that is explained in detail in the book. They had to be applied in our everyday lives, these 7 simple techniques. After acquiring these precious knowledge to unfold the doors to a peaceful life, Julian comes back to his native place and shares it with his friend John. The book in reality is an eye-opener for the present-day humanity for sure. We are all caught up in this stupid run where money matters, reputation matters, but not happiness or peaceful life or having quality time with family is not considered as something to be given importance of. Most of us are unconsciously turning ourselves into the worst of lifestyles. We are slumping slowly into a very bad lifestyle, not taking care of our mind, not taking care of our body. Only money matters in our life today. This book helps us to reflect upon our own lives and the changes that are needed to be applied so as to attain a meaningful life. This book makes us understand that happiness and peace is what really matters and not any material possessions at all. As the name, the title of the book suggests, The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. It's the very best app title, I would say, because you have to read. You have to lose your material possessions in order to gain the inner peace. That is the monk who sold his Ferrari. He had to sell his Ferrari, that is his material possessions, to attain the peace of mind. And that's why he became a monk. Thank you.